Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast with the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 3, Episode 62, and boy oh boy, on to Round 2 we go, Andy. After a crazy Game 7, we come back from 3-1 to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in 7 games in overtime. And Aaron gets it done. Holy shit. I am whispering right now because I have a newborn sleeping in the other room. And I won't live to see Round 2 if I wake her up. So, Andy, if you could scream, you could scream for me. If not, I totally understand. I'm sure, you know, your wife would appreciate you.
Yeah, she probably would. Luckily, I'm in the office, the door closed. So I won't scream, but yeah. Wow. Okay. So peek behind the curtain. James and I had to work a little bit late tonight. So we were both watching the game at work, and we went through the general rigmarole of what a Rangers fan goes through. Just, you know, cursing out this team, you know, high-fiving when they tie up goals and they get the equalizers, and then bemoaning when they dumb lazy plays and stick checking and just not being able to break the puck out of their own end. And then they're down again. And I think I made a crack to James. I was just like, you know what, man, I don't even know if I want to watch this third. You feel like they didn't have it, but you know, big part of being a Rangers fan and a sports fan is you're always a hypocrite no matter what you say. You can say you don't care. You can say, you know what, I'm done with this team. You could say, I'm not going to watch. I'm just going to spare myself the indignity, but you can't help it. And much like this team has done all year, much like this team has done all series, and much like this team has done every time they're down, they're never out. And Zibanejad picked a hell of a time to show up, thank God. And there's a lot to talk about for this game. It is very late. You know, James, I do have to work tomorrow, and this episode drops early. But again, we'll probably just give our general thoughts on this game. But without being too specific to start, I just want to say, you know, wow, I was watching on my phone on my way home. I was jumping up and down on the streets of New York, just exclaiming. People were laughing at me. I didn't care. They were pointing at me. Some random guy came over and gave me a high five. He didn't even know why. And I showed up my phone, and he's like, oh, all right, Rangers. Yeah, I would lose my mind. I'm like, put Aaron in the front, man. OT, missing game seven. You know, but like I said, that's the beautiful thing about sports, right? Is that just the as frustrated and sick and nauseous as I've been during this entire series, and the fact that it was so agonizing to get to this point. I mean, is there any feeling like winning, you know, overtime in a game seven? I don't know, man. So I'm eating ice cream at 11:40 at night as I record a podcast, knowing I'm not going to get a lot of sleep, but I'm happy as a clam.
Yeah, adrenaline will take me all day tomorrow. It's one of those games where you just know that, you know, listen, I gave up on the Rangers. That's no secret. I never kept that a secret. I gave up on this team. I was almost rooting for them. Well, I was rooting for them to lose just to break my heart, shatter it, get it over with, get the pain done. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Just rip it off. Why do we have to wait till game seven for them to break our hearts? And, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are a lot of games here that the Rangers won, and I felt like Pittsburgh was the way better team. And, you know, I give it up for Pittsburgh. You know, they move the puck so well. They just won every loose puck. Their neutral zone play, they knew how to transition with numbers. It just felt like the Rangers were always behind the eight ball, chasing them around in our own zone. There was just so many things that the Pittsburgh Penguins did that just put us in a tailspin. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I really, honestly, I can't put I can't put a sense on what it is that makes this Rangers team persistent and able to just come back from adversity, like, constantly. It's not even like they've done it a couple times. They do it. They did it constantly all season. They did it, you know, all throughout this round. You know, for them to be down, you know, they were down 2-1, and then they were down 3-2, and you know, they had scored a late goal in the third period, and then, you know, they get a break in overtime with a power play, and you know, Artemi Panarin, who really hasn't, you know, shown up and the true Artemi fashion that we all know and love from the regular season, you know, gets a goal, which I am sure he is so happy to get that goal and just feel like he's got the monkey off his back now, and hopefully he can get that line going, because right now the Rangers, you know, Andy, tell me right now, I mean, New York Rangers, we need to learn how to compete quick, because round two is coming.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. You know, we do know that we think round two is going to start on Wednesday. So this team has basically 2 days to get healthier, you know, and try to get some win back against a Carolina team that closed it out in yesterday night in game seven. You know, and I, from what I know, I don't know if they had too many injury issues. You can maybe say Ranta, obviously, but who has been very good. So that'll be a challenge, or at least he's been very good at home. But I mean, we'll keep it on the positivity train for right now. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
This New York Rangers team is the first team in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs, in the history of the playoffs, to record 3 consecutive comeback wins in elimination games within the same series. I'll say this. We both know the Rangers are a deeply flawed 5-on-5 team. We've saw all series the fact that they're too static. They don't move their feet enough. Too much stick checking. Trouble eliminating cycles in their own end. Just their awareness around their own net is flawed. But that being said, you have a team like the LA Kings, who just went to 7 games with the Edmonton Oilers. And yes, obviously they had to go up against McDavid, who was getting double shifted. But you have a team like the Kings, who are literally solid across the board. They're like literally the median average team in the league for just like, you know, good at generating 5-on-5 chances. Not great. Just good. Like, good at defending their own net and slot. They're good. Not great. You know, good at whatever. Good power play. Not as good as the Rangers, but, you know, just good. They, you know, they generate goals. Whatever. They're just solid. A solid contending team. Yet, they don't have that je ne sais quoi that the New York Rangers have this year. And yes, you can maybe say that's a big function of the je ne sais quoi is having elite finishing talent. Like the Rangers, even if most of them had their head up their asses most of the series, the Rangers do have Panarin, who was their hero in OT. They do have Adam Fox. You know, they do have Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider, you know? So, but yeah, I mean, this team is comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that is something that's very valuable in the playoffs. And yeah, I mean, listen, they obviously have an even taller task against them in round two, but I do have to give them props for making it through the series in which they were most like outplayed a lot. You know what I mean? They just, and you know, I think that what I'm actually, the fact that they weren't perfect, and hell, even it's not like Igor, you could say he really stole this series for them. Obviously, he was brilliant in game one, but lost in double OT despite face the amount of shots he faced. He was good the second game, and they won, which was nice, and they split. But then, obviously, he got chased in back-to-back games in Pittsburgh, right? So it's not, you know, and he struggled even, I would say, in game five. He was a little bit better in game six, and then he was brilliant tonight. He was very good. So he worked his way back, but you can't say, it's not like he's like the only reason the Rangers, because at times he was not good either. So it's all of them. It's just, you know, this is a group that they can get what they need from one or two of their guys when they need it, you know? and it's mostly headache inducing, and it's heart rate raising, and it's frustrating, and it's annoying. And a part of me wishes, man, I wish this team was a little bit older, and I wish their system, they played a better system, and they kept move their feet, and their 5-on-5 generation was better, and they could break out their end a little better. But that being said, there's so many teams that can seemingly do that and just have don't have what the Rangers have. And Toronto Maple Leafs, you could say whatever you want about them. They were a good team this year. They had a great regular season, but it didn't help. Didn't do a damn thing for them. They outplayed they arguably outplayed the Stanley Cup champions, at least from in terms of playing, you know, aggressive 5-on-5 pressure generating system and games. And they won most of their games by game score and just, but you know, Tampa's got it. They got the sauce, baby. And hopefully the Rangers are developing that. And, you know, but, you know, like James said, the next round is a whole nother animal. So they better hope that they feel like they're playing with house money going into this next series.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I'm going to continue on this positive train because I was certainly negative and I had every right to be. I mean,
you did.
It wasn't, you know, the last podcast I was super negative. I gave up on them, but that was also before game six. So, you know, you look at the performance that Mika had, look at the performance Kreider's had. You know, Panarin gets a, you know, a huge goal, the biggest goal of the season, obviously, on the power play there at the end to win it and move us on. You know, you can say what you want about Igor, but as bad as Igor was at times, I never really thought that the Rangers did anything in front of him to really help him. I mean, they gave up a lot of open shots in the slot that he had no chance with, a couple really awkward, weird bounces where you didn't even see that in the regular season. You know, the one off the, you know, when the one off Nemeth skate, it's just, you know, it just seemed like it just wasn't meant to be at so many different times in this series. And, you know, the fact that he was able to, you know, right the ship and just give us a chance to win, and the fact that Rangers stepped up, you know, you got to applaud them. And I said, listen, if the Rangers win the round, I will be back being positive, and I will be positive this entire series. I promise you. I don't want to deter anyone from listening to this because, you know, I this means so much to me. It's sickening. And, you know, I am just as much as I got to keep my voice down, I am like screaming on the inside, and I don't know if I'm even going to be able to sleep. But Andy, you know, we kind of touched on this point, and, you know, this is kind of want to, you know, move on to the next round and kind of give, you know, your thoughts on it. But, you know, Pittsburgh was one of those teams where they have a ton of experienced bodies, right? And, you know, I'm not just talking about Sid the Kid and Malkin, but, you know, guys like Carter, you know, even like Getzel now stepping up as being like one of the best players and just kind of pure goal scorers alongside Sidney Crosby. You know, it just, you know, I almost felt like the Rangers might have been better off playing one of the one seeds than Pittsburgh. You know, given their system, given their coaching style, given, you know, their ability to, you know, score in bunches, take control of games, move the puck. And, you know, not that, you know, Carolina doesn't do all those things. I just think Carolina is just built way differently than Pittsburgh. And it could suit the Rangers a little bit better than the Pittsburgh style.
Well, it's weird because it's like you would have thought by judging by the regular season. It would be the opposite. They, you know, the Rangers handled their business the regular season versus Pittsburgh, but then they were able to turn it on. But you don't know, you know. I mean, I remember leading into the bubble, the Rangers handled their business against the Carolina. They won every game in the regular season, and then it flipped. So you don't know. You don't know how this team's going to respond because they won this round, and Zibanejad finally showed up in the last game and had a monster performance tonight against a line that decimated him. And his line, you know, for the whole series. Yeah, you just don't know. Is Panarin finally going to, does a light bulb go off? I mean, the funny thing is, you know, I think everyone, you know, is used to, it's like, you know, Colorado, they push the pace, but I think they give up a little bit more. I don't think they're as responsible as the Penguins are defensively. So there might be chances there, you know what I mean? That weren't here as available in this series, although it was a high scoring series, you know what I mean? But again, the way they forecheck is aggressive, probably is even more aggressive than the Penguins. They're the number one team in the league at dump ins and retrievals. So they're confident putting it soft area passes into the zone and getting to it first.
We saw that.
But, yeah, we saw that. But that being said, I mean, yeah, this team, I think, unlike this is a team that only needs a they need less quality shifts than every other team in the league. I just think because they do have elite finishing talent who, you know, you can get pissed all you want that they don't move their feet enough and they don't play as cohesive as a system. But at the same time, I think, you know, as if who knows, they might not feel the pressure as much in this series, A, because they, you know, maybe this is house money. They wanted to make the playoffs. I'm sure they want to go as far as they can. But, you know, I just think you don't go, you know, I think there's so much pressure on them to make the playoffs this year and they make it. And then it's, but once you're there, you're like, well, now there's pressure to win this round or else that was everything we did. Are we a fake? So now they definitely don't feel like they're fakes or Bugazi, as Paul Bissonnette put it. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe we see a different team. I doubt it. I think we're still going to be ripping our hair out and it might not be pretty based on how, you know, just relentless, you know, the Hurricanes are. But yeah, you just don't know. Who knows? I think the Hurricanes have been, you know, Ront has been excellent for them. I don't know if Freddie Anderson's coming back anytime soon, but again, you can say what you want about Swayman and who's the other one for Boston? Lauzon, whatever his name is. Who am I thinking of? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Boston's goaltenders. But, you know, Igor is not them. He is, as he showed early in the series and then when it mattered in Game 7 in the series, you know, he's a different kind of cat. So, and he was excellent tonight, you know. I mean, I would say, you could say no chance on the first goal, just in front of the net. The Rangers don't do a good job clearing on the power play. What looked like a tip that should have been disallowed but wasn't on the second goal from Gensel with a stick above the crossbar. So no chance on that. You know what I mean? And then obviously, yeah, that's a hard that the shorthanded goal, you know, I mean, that's a tough one. You don't really expect that on a breakaway with that, with, you know, Keandre hounding him like that, he's going to be able to not only put it on his backhand and literally shovel it to the top left only spot, open spot of the net. But, you know, kudos to Rodriguez. It was a hell of a play. But yeah, so can't say he was bad because he stood up tall and he made some great saves tonight. And Jari was good at times, was really good at times, but then there was also clearly that OT winner he had to have. You know, and then the other shots that went in, I'd say he probably had no chance on the Kreider goal. That was just a perfectly placed shot. But that Zibanejad second goal, just maybe not getting to his top of his crease quick enough. Igor is a different kind of, he's a different breed of goaltender. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. Hockey fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in all of sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the playoffs? With DraftKings Same Game Parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, bet $5 on any NHL team to win, and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details.
Listen, Carolina has given up their goals. It's not like they're, you know, that they play sound defense and, you know, the Rangers are going to, you know, have to do everything to, you know, throw everything at the kitchen, you know, put the kitchen sink. Oh my God, the kitchen sink at them. I'm losing my mind here. But, you know, they're not the Islanders of last year where they just bunker down. If they get a lead, you're screwed.
Yeah. I will say this. I did want to ask you. We saw Lafreniere getting shifted with Kreider and Zibanejad towards the tail end of that game to try to get something going. He's on the ice when Mika scores that goal. Do you think that's permanent now? Do you think, or do you think he's going to go back to game one to Vetrano, Ryder, Zibanejad?
I think he'll go back to it. I think
then put the kid line together.
Yeah. And I don't know. You know, it sucked that we were at work and we didn't get to really watch the game in as much detail as I would like in terms of line combinations and playing time. You know, I'm looking right now at the score sheet, see like a guy like Kako, who's had a pretty good series, only get 8:49 of playing time.
Yeah. I heard the kid line was not as good tonight as they were, although Lafreniere had his moments and had some jump. So
yeah, and you know what, listen, it's tough, man. Pittsburgh had, you know, Crosby back, they had Raquel back, you know, obviously, you know, Jari and Knapp doesn't really affect the play in front of them, but you know, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, yeah, it Kako's first, you know, game seven, it's their first game seven for a lot of these guys. And you know, I don't know. I don't look too much into the kid line having a bad game seven. You know, I just look at it more as, you know, the guys that should have stepped up did step up. And, you know, here we are. We move on. And, yeah, I hope they feel like the pressure is off a little bit. But, you know, again, why not us? You know, it's a best seven. You know, we've beaten Carolina during the regular season. We can beat them again. You know, it's, you know, it's a frustrating thing. Like on the way home today from work tonight, I'm on the bus. I'm having a White Claw with Gibby and celebrating and, you know, celebrating with the one other Ranger fan on the bus. And, you know, just think about how good this team could be with Goudreau and Blais, you know, being healthy and playing. Just, it sucks because they're right there. The depth is right there. And, you know, unfortunately, for us, we can't have a line take a game off. We need every single line showing up, playing to the best of their ability, even more so against the Carolina Hurricanes that do have depth and, you know, do have, you know, the ability to score up and down the lineup. You know, you just saw, you know, Max Domi have a huge game for them. You know, these are the type of players that are going to step up on the Carolina Hurricanes side. We need a third line that can put the puck in the net a few times, alleviate the pressure. You know, from the top two line, you know, especially if we can't rely on them to even get the job done at times. So this is going to be a top to bottom effort if we have a shot here. And, you know, I really hope that, you know, maybe that game seven, that Panarin goal sparks him, sparks the rest of the team into believing that they can do something special, because they just came back from a 3-1 deficit against the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, they had to win two games on home ice, and I just feel like, you know, the last time, you know, really I watched, you know, New York Rangers hockey and felt as sickening as I did this series when they were down 3-1 was when they lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning, where they lost game 7-5 at home, got shut out, and only won game 6 on the road. And it was like, come on, guys, where's the effort? And, you know, I haven't flashbacks to that, but listen, they got the job done, and, you know, here we are moving on to round two. You know, backs up against the wall here. You're going to have to prove, you know, that you deserve to be on the ice. You know, otherwise Gallant, as you saw tonight, might be, you know, shifting some things around if it doesn't work out right away. So we'll see, Andy. I don't know, man. It's just, it's going to be tough, but, you know, we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, you know, like I said, at this point, I think for them to come through like this, I think, at least for me, I have to say to myself, look, I've said it all series. I know this team has warts, lots of them, and it's going to be inducing. But I think the only other thing I know for sure is that they won't give up. And just because they lose from here on out, I think we all knew the likelihood of them going very far in this playoffs was slim to none, but
we knew they could win around.
We knew they could win around.
That's why it ripped my guts out for us to be down 3-1 against the Penguins. You know,
yeah,
so close.
It doesn't really bother me if they, you know, if they get outclassed now by a team that finished ahead of them, rightfully so, in the first in the division. It's clearly, you know, been around the contention picture for a little bit now. You know, it's a little bit farther down the road. has a bunch of former Rangers. That'll be interesting, obviously. That'll be a fun storyline with all the former Rangers and Tony D'Angelo and all this other stuff.
And even Ronta, basically.
Ronta and
old goaltender. Granted, he played Shea under
and Derek Stepan, if he's even playing. But yeah, I mean, this podcast is about the Rangers winning game 7 in overtime. Panarin made a sheepish comment after that, like, you know, they've been giving me the shooting lanes and I haven't been shooting enough, so I decided I should probably do that. And I guess I should maybe shoot it more. Yeah, no shit, Brett.
Yeah, shit.
You know, he's hurt, clearly. I mean, obviously, I can see that, avoiding contact. But, you know, I think it's not to say he can't find ways to be effective. Johnny Gaudreau has finally had a good series for Calgary, and it's not like he's going to run around running guys. And, you know, Brett has skill that other players don't have, but he's got a great shot. Just put it on net. I don't care. He always wants to create and do too much, but just put it on net. You know, Brett, he's got a shot. Like, get it to the net, and it works. That's what's been working for them.
It's always fluky in the NHL. Always fluky. And, you know, you look at, I don't know, you just look at the Penguins. How many times do they just throw the puck on net? Or, you know, just crash the net?
I would say most of their goals this series were scored like
that. Yeah,
or by high tips.
Yeah, high tips and just random shots.
Did they, honestly, I don't, outside of like, yes, obviously on a breakaway, did they get, like, were any of their goals just like, yes, they had one-timers for in open nets when passing across the crease, but like,
Game 4,
did they have any shots where they just took a shot that was clear-sighted and Igor just bungled it? No, they didn't. But the Rangers had a bunch on Jari, obviously clear-sighted shots on Jari and DeSmith Louis Domingue. Jeez, we faced 3 different goaltenders this year. But yeah, I mean, so that's the thing. I think I think that's the why we were so frustrated at times, James, because it's not even like asking them to be a better generating team. Like, you don't have to generate as much offense, but just make sure guy doesn't beat you to the post. Cause you don't think they're watching all the game film that the Rangers have provided. It's like, oh man, this is a team that does, like, if you work them behind the net, they run around and they run out of position and they second guess themselves, and then you could beat them to the post and there's a wide open net there, you know? So that's going to be in the scouting report. So they better pull their head out of their ass and realize we need to do everything faster. We need to have more available breakout options. Our forwards need to do a way better job of coming back for support. They did a horrible job this series, I have to say, you know, which is because I've seen them do it this year. Just,
I mean, they didn't do it nearly enough. They're just flat out lazy at times. And you've got to just always keep your feet moving. I don't care if you're out there for 30 seconds. Keep your feet moving, especially in the offensive zone. That's how you draw penalties. You know, in the defensive zone, it's the difference between, you know, getting that stick in a passing lane and not. You know, there's so many benefits you get just from keeping your feet moving. And, you know, I know Gallant is not an X's and O's guy, but this team can be better and sharper in the defensive zone, not, you know, bum rushing the puck and then have it squirt out and lose the battle, especially if you're losing battles, especially if Pittsburgh is winning those, you know, scrums along the boards and it squirts out their point and they just go D to D. I mean, they went D to D so many times and then, you know, leaves them with a clear lane, you know, for a shot towards the net and they got guys hounding the net, you know, and they knew that's what it was going to take to beat Igor. So, you know, I just really wish, you know, the Rangers would just throw more pucks on net, even if they're shit shots, just throw the pucks on net. But you gotta thrash the net, get in lanes, just take away, you know, any space and you know, foresight that, you know, Ronta can have. You know, you never know. There could be a rebound. There could be a fluky deflection off their own player. You just never know.
Yeah, sorry, as we're doing this, it's just interesting to, because I'm doing the roundup for any notable post-game quotes. Obviously, a bunch of Pens fans and the Penguins were mad that they felt on the tying goal where Pettersson's helmet fell off, and then he had, because him and Lafreniere were jostling, and Lafreniere kind of got him in like a weird headlock as they were wrestling, or like kind of jumped over him and it knocked his helmet off, that he had to leave the zone and go to the bench to get a new helmet. So they think that's what cost them the series. You know, luckily on ESPN, they had the rules analyst said, well, he can just pick his helmet up and put it back on his head and that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Penguins fans, I know it hurts. I know it's painful, but sorry, you lost. I mean, if anything, I'm not even going to mention it's low hanging fruit at this point. Also because I feel morally superior not having it too, because I know how many the Rangers lost for overturned possible challenges on overturned goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Literally went against them every single time. You have to stop crying. You know, the Rangers were down. You blew three leads. You lost three games in a row. You couldn't put the Rangers away. It's on you. I don't know what else to say, you know?
Listen, I know we're on the winning end, but I know it could be frustrating, especially, you know, given that Pittsburgh has had success in the future with this core, and, you know, you feel like maybe it's slipping away and you don't want to go through another rebuild and stuff like that, but at least you got your cup. And, you know, if I'm a Pittsburgh Penguin fan, I I'd be upset too, man. Like, I'd be mad as hell. Pittsburgh was the better team this series, but the Rangers won. Like, I'd be like beyond mad. You blew, you know, multiple leads. I don't know, man. It's just one of those series where I'm still in shock. Obviously, I'm excited as hell. Obviously, you know, I was screaming on the street when Panarin won game 7 overtime. If I'm Pittsburgh, I'd be more upset with the product on the ice. And not just, you know, the refereeing or a botched call. I'd be more pissed about how, you know, your team kind of collapsed. You know, they choked. And you can blame it on, you know, Crosby getting hurt or, you know, Raquel getting hurt. But we have our injuries too. And I'm not saying Crosby got hurt. But listen, Panarin clearly is hurt. Goudreau, who's a huge, you know, factor in us killing penalties, has gotten hurt and just giving us that huge veteran presence and depth. Got hurt. You know, Sammy Blais at the beginning of the season was excellent for us. He gets hurt. Mott got hurt. You know, the end of the season, Panarin and Kopp were both hurt. You know, listen, it's a shit show. This series will go down, I think, as one of the biggest, I can't say shit show in a bad way. It was just one of the more wild series I've seen Rangers play in my lifetime, for sure.
I can't
think of a crazier series.
You know, it's weird because remembering back to the year they went to the cup, obviously that was a crazy series too. They went to the cup final, they came back against Pittsburgh and the Flyers, you know, down 3-1. And obviously that series against that series against the Capitals, they were literally at home. They were how many seconds from getting eliminated?
Yeah.
In game 5, literally they had Henrik went to the bench. They had the extra skater on, they score the tying goal. And then McDonough wins in an overtime after that drop pass from Stepan. And then they go back, they win in Washington, and then they win the OT Stepan, that famous goal we all know and love now. So yeah, it's good to see that has not been extinguished in this group, because again, that was a Rangers team also deeply flawed and maybe not as good as some of the other top flight contenders, but they had success because they had, you know, they had the sauce, man. I mean, there's so many teams that are middling and good that just don't have it. You know what I mean?
So, the Calgary Flames are 2-2 right now with the Dallas Stars.
I know. Well, I mean, it's only because Ottinger is playing out of his mind right now.
I mean, listen. If I understand that. Good. He's good. But listen, no one cares. Like, at the end of the day, no one cares. Like, you got to win the hockey. Like, listen, at the end of the day, Ranger fans might have been mad as hell that, you know, Kako got a goal disallowed. Or technically it was Hedl, but the, you know, Kako play, the goalie interference, that, disagree, but at the end of the day, no one cares. The game that went to Pittsburgh. So at the end of the day, Pittsburgh was up, you know, 1-0 in the series. So, you know, you look at teams like, you know, Calgary and, you know, Toronto, and you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you might win the analytical battle, but you're not hoisting a cup. You're not moving on to round two. And, you know, obviously Dallas and Calgary have, you know, another 4 minutes to play here. But, you know, Calgary was crowning themselves as, you know, queen of the West. If, you know, if Colorado's the king, you know, this was supposed to be the Colorado Calgary's, you know, division conference. And right now, I don't know if they're going to get out of it.
Calgary's got 100 shot attempts on goal. Hockey Stat Miner on Twitter with a very funny tweet. Dallas winning in addition to the Rangers and the XG model industry will collapse like crypto. True.
It's 1,000% true. I mean, I don't know how you even look at analytics again if Dallas wins this.
I will say this. We didn't really talk about it because obviously we Keandre was excellent this series for his first playoff series. I mean, listen, the reason that's I know he draws the he obviously gets the tying goal in the second. He draws the penalty in overtime to put the Rangers on the power play in overtime. It wasn't perfect, obviously, but I think that's more a system of just or a symptom of their defensive system, which stinks, and it was bad for everyone. But man, he was a beast, and just to see what he's becoming, and it was pretty cool. Him and Crosby had clearly been going at it the whole series, right? And then Crosby actually took in the handshake line. He took time to like say instead of just saying, "Hey, great series, handshake." You know, he gave him a little tap, and he said, "You know, great series." And he clearly said something else to him. You know, gave him props or whatever, or you know, hard fought, whatever. And that was pretty cool because that just lets you know that he's going to be a stud in this league. He's going to be a star. You know what I mean? So,
contract.
Yeah. Well, Trouba did not quit himself very nicely tonight. You know, he's a very, as I've seen throughout the series, he's a guy you love and you hate because, and I'm not talking about taking out Sidney Crosby, who ultimately did not have a concussion, by the way. But, you know, Trouba can score that goal and lay some big hits that he scored in game five. But then he can also take dumb penalties and, you know, he'd take 4 minute minors and all this other stuff, you know, in the first minute of a game. But again, I'm trying to be positive. Like I said earlier, this team, yes, they're flawed, but it's the ride is fun, man. They clearly, there's a good vibe in that locker room. And even when the pundits and the rest of the league and executives and hell, their own fans, me and James, you know, maybe when we count them out and we say, you know, they're embarrassing themselves, they're going to get whatever, it's over. They don't give up. And that's all that's important. Doesn't matter what we all say. It's up to them. And it's definitely, we know at this point that they're not all going to be, you know, Monets, but they have the sauce. They have the stuff, whatever it is, they have it. So that's the one glimmer of hope I kind of have going into the series where they're clearly the underdog, you know. But maybe that works in their favor. I don't know, because they were favored in the last series. So who knows?
Yeah. You know, I guess to kind of wrap things up, Andy, you know, my final thoughts here is like, fucking enjoy it. You know, the New York Rangers are moving on to the second round. It's been a long time since we've been in this position. We're going to be playing a team, Carolina Hurricanes, that, in my opinion, have, you know, one of the best NHL rosters in the league right now. They are certainly a candidate to take down the Colorado Avalanche, you know, who is certainly the favorite to win the Stanley Cup. So this is going to be a true test, and this is going to be an experience maker for our young kids and our core that, you know, we're going to need. And, you know, if there's one silver lining and we get our asses kicked, it's that, you know, not that I think we're going to get our asses kicked. I think we actually could be more, a little bit more competitive here. Is, you know, I just want to see this team, you know, I just want to see this team give a little bit more than they did against Pittsburgh. And it might not, you know, result in a game seven or a game five, even, you know, heaven forbid if we have a flashback to what happened in the bubble. But, you know, this team, this team is built right now in a way where I think they can win with a few other pieces, and they're not big pieces. And you can bring in those pieces. They're available. They're out there. They're in the market. You know, we are not, you know, the Arizona Coyotes where, you know, we have to convince someone to come play for us. New York Rangers are going to be able to go out and get depth pieces. You know, they're going to be able to get the Moth, the Cop, the Toronto's, the trade deadline. You know, we are that close. And, you know, it just takes experience. It takes effort. You know, it takes, you know, moving your feet. It takes winning special teams. It takes our big players stepping up in big moments like they did tonight. And, you know, anything can happen. And, you know, if you're a New York Rangers fan, you should be fucking excited as hell. You should be so happy that we're moving on to the second round and playing, you know, in my opinion, a contender for the Stanley Cup. And, you know, if you're competitive in this series, you're right there. You're right there competing for a Stanley Cup in this league. So, again, this is pretty special. Enjoy it because it doesn't happen a lot. And, you know, let's fucking go. Let's have a series here.
Couldn't say it any better than that, James. That was beautiful and inspiring. I'm ready for the next series already. We'll see you all on Thursday morning, probably after game one, if game one is Wednesday night, as we're to believe. But you're listening to this Monday morning. Enjoy it, guys and gals. This is the moments you kind of wait for as you know, fans of this team. And right now, I think we're all in seventh heaven. Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Broadway Boys Pod, and please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or thehockeypodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.